Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on the Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, we having another great weekend. This is about to be a fire live. Hold on. This is about to be a fire live. We about to have a blast. We about to have some fun. We about to talk facts, spit some education. But with all that being said, man, we blessed here to see another week. Blessed here to see another show. Blessed to be fit. Y'all see me in the gym this morning. You go look at my Instagram story. My TikTok story, I'm in the lab, I'm in the gym, you know what I'm saying? I'm practicing what I preach. We ain't just on here talking for no reason. We ain't just on here faking. We ain't on here targeting people. We just speaking straight facts and trying to stay healthy and live as long as possible. And listen, man, you're probably wondering, who is this ninja with the orange tank top on, with the red headphones, with the sunglasses, with the cheetah pillow in the back? This is the host of the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. So I need y'all to hit the like button. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the playback gang. I absolutely need y'all to hit the like button. And before we get in the comments and talk to the fam, I just got to say one thing. It's a lot of people out here bitching in my comments, complaining, but they ain't said that I'm lying. They ain't provide no scientific studies to say that what I said was false. They just triggered, hurt, and emotional, and whining like some bitches. So, until they say that I'm on here lying, I'm on here making stuff up, and it's more beneficial for the world to be out of shape, and big back
activity.
I'm going to keep cooking, man. Let's get in these comments.
Let him cook.
And talk to the fam. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I went to a veggie fest yesterday, saw a whole bunch of big backs. Doesn't matter if you're eating meat or plants or both. You need to get in the gym. Absolutely. What's up, pumpkin? Yeah, you're out of here. Early.
Break free, you're out.
You're out of here early.
No diddy, you know.
Wicked Scorpion. Oh, yeah. See, I'm not fooling with y'all today, bro. What you know, Joe, what up? I'm not watching. I'm not fooling with y'all. Sunday, what's good, Steph? RJ, what's good? Jennifer, what's good? Use an AI app to make this intro. I did use an AI app to make the intro. Something like that. Mo, what's going on? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
KG, what up? C. Marty, what's going on, KG? Jay Sharp, what up? I'm not fooling with y'all today. Today, not yesterday. Come on now, Chris. Oh, my bad, man. Runa, what's going on? And listen, with all that being said, let's get this show started, man. Femi? Femi ain't seen you in a while. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my bad. Femi ain't seen you in a while. Welcome back to the show, man. I wonder if Marie will be here. I don't think so.
Nope.
I think Marie unsubscribed from the page.
Nope.
Shout out Marie if she is here, though. How I get kicked out the intro. I ain't even turned up yet. Flesh, you showed up with the pumpkin tank. Whatever, man. Anyway, we got a lot of big back women.
Big back activity.
Focusing on their outfits and not focusing on that big back.
Big back activity.
And listen, I don't think you should be making get ready with me videos for your date if your back wider than all outside.
Big back activity.
Call me fat phobic. Call me whatever you want. But this right here is straight up ridiculous. And if you don't think so, I'll let you see for yourself. Wicked, who's Marie? Marie's the lady that was trolling last episode. And listen, let's check it out, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, because this is about to be a great episode.
Dress with me for date night. This dress is so stunning. I could not wait to put this dress on, wear this dress somewhere when I received it.
We're not here to be mean. This dress is not stunning.
Nope.
This looks like a lot of bad habits.
Nope.
She looks like she's struggling to breathe and struggling to walk.
Nope.
Built that.
It is from Reb Dolls. It is the Anita cutout A-line maxi dress in the color black, and I'm wearing it in a size 3X.
And she's saying 3X like she's proud of it. Listen, y'all need to worry about your health and stop worrying about these ninjas out here.
Ninjas.
Any ninja that'll date you at 3X don't care about you.
Ninjas.
And his standards are trash. He'll hit a goat. He'll hit a possum. He'll hit a hippo. He'll hit an elephant.
It is so comfortable. It's stretchy. I love the not detailed dress.
No way that's comfortable.
For shoes, we're going to do these gold strap-up sandals.
Them things about to suffocate her thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
They are so cute.
Yeah, man, this is bad, bro.
So for the fragrance, we're gonna do Carolina Herrera's Good Girl, and we're gonna mix it with Dossier's Woody Sandalwood. It is.
We're about the fragrance. You better wash between the creases.
The perfect combination. On the lips.
All right, man, before I get a copyright, I'm gonna go ahead and take this off the screen. Y'all get the gist of it. But America's cooked.
Oh, bro.
America's cooked, man. America's cooked, man. We have gotten to the point where we have lied to our women so much that they have convinced themselves that they look sexy. They have convinced themselves that they can neglect themselves. Health doesn't have to be a priority. You don't have to put in some hard work. You don't have to raise some standards for yourself. You can just go and try to be cute like the fit girls. Like the slimmer girls.
Nope.
You got a 3X dress suffocating you, and you know she probably 5'4", 5'3".
Nope.
She ain't that tall with that weight. She probably over 300 pounds, and you probably a walking type 2 diabetes.
What?
Walking heart disease.
What?
And walking on the way to cancer, too.
What?
And y'all see what race it is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is ridiculous, man. Only in America is this type of shit celebrated. What you think the comments look like? Girl, you look stunning. Girl, you look great. Girl, that's a lucky ninja that's taking you out on a date. I'm willing to bet that ninja has no other options. That ninja ain't been on a date since 2008. Bars. That ninja is desperate. That ninja ain't got no buns since 2021. Bars. But ladies, I'm going to need you to understand that this is not something to flex. This is not something to be proud of. And it is something that you can change. It's something you can do something about. Stop getting triggered, stop being lazy, and stop lying to yourself, because you know you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see. And don't get mad when ninjas see you and they don't like what they see. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all on this good Sunday. It's crazy out here, man. Hold on, let me make sure my phone on do not disturb. Yeah. Man, it's getting crazy out here, man. Where we at? We read that. The female coming with the beef last live. Hey, yo, pause. Ew, who's hitting that is crazy. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
I wish Marie came back. I wasn't done with her. Marie don't, I'm going to tell you this. Marie got spared last episode because she sent a super chat and I was feeling nice. All that's over with. Marie, I'm telling you right now, we going to cook you. I'm going to cook you if you come in there with that again. All right. Need a date with a diet. Facts. Big facts. Join the playback gang. Lucky to have caught alive on a Sunday. Femi, we appreciate you. And reach out to Flex on the chat because she in a JD program. Fuck that holier than now lady. Hey, yo. I hope she didn't wear it nowhere. Oh, my God. Even in the house, someone should have told her, nope.
Nope.
I think I'm sure she went out on a date, man. I'm sure she did. She looked like a block, like a black square. That dress does not look good on here. I'm sorry. People lied to her. Look at her stomach. The dress supposed to lay smooth. Yep. And ladies, y'all got to stop lying to y'all ladies, man. And all the, that's how I told y'all, all the girls, I'm a ladies lady. I'm always going to root for women. Women are not going to root for you. Women going to let you look crazy to make you feel better about yourself. And they're going to try to take your man with, it's like, no, let me stop. She built like a linebacker with a dress on.
Nope.
Big women wearing things they are supposed to be wearing. Or you mean not supposed to be wearing. Fragrance mixed with chunk funk. That's crazy. The middle piece by the snapping too. It looked like she just took a curtain and cut it up into 3 or 4 pieces. Why you cut it off before she showed us with the what bust down she was going to wear? No way her sister was leaving the house with her hair looking like a Raiders helmet. Nah, that's how she left the house, man. I promise you, bro. That's the end of the video. Also, she was playing that song. I don't want to catch a copyright. They copyrighted last episode. I don't know why, but, you know, so I don't get any monetization from that. But, whatever. 10K Marty, what's up, baby? Hey, C. Marty, what's up, baby?
C. Marty!
What's good, Malcolm? Shane and Timo got these chicks looking like all of them are fine. You could do a whole episode of the Big Backs who upload pics of them squeeze into cheap fits. Man, send them to me. Send them to me. We'll get the episode going. Let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. All right, we got a couple black women speaking out.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
They don't like the word big back. They don't like the big back trend. They don't like what's going on. So let's check it out. And yes, I do start the show with black women because we see the most content from them online when it comes to weight loss.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's a fact. That does not mean I hate black women. We just speaking facts. Let's check it out and make sure y'all hit the like button.
Loves y'all. I'm noticing a whole lot of videos out there mm-hmm. about big back mm-hmm. this, big back yeah. that.
Yeah.
We're cracking lots of jokes about big backs. Ooh, I'm in my big back era. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm eating this mm-hmm. and it's feeding my big back. Ooh, this is some big back energy. I'm gonna need y'all to dial down on all of that.
Why we gotta dial down? We joke about everything else. We joke about ninjas being broke. Hold up. We joke about ninjas being short. We joke about ninjas acting like mama's boys. We joke about people not being attractive. We joke about all types of things, but we can't joke about a big back.
Because that's just low-key fat nonsense, fat bias, fat hate. I'm not going to have you hating on my fat. I don't have...
Nobody's hating on your fat. I promise you that. Nobody wishes they had a fat back, big back.
Big back activity.
Nobody wishes they had a fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
And nobody wished they ate more cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Stop saying people hating on y'all.
Hate on my fat. I'm not tolerating all of that. So you take that big back bullshit and take it somewhere else. Silence it entirely. I'm not having it. Big back. You better watch out for my big foot. I'm about to stomp some asses over this big back bullshit. I'm tired. Cease and desist immediately.
Oh, brother. Here we go, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
She says she's tired, but she out of shape. So she gonna get tired if she throw one punch. Listen, we not scared of y'all. We are not scared of y'all. The days of getting canceled, the days of not telling the truth, the days of tucking your tail between your legs, days of ninjas not having no nuts, pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know.
Them days is over. We speaking up. Even the women are tired of lying to y'all and walking on eggshells. It's 2025. That shit worked in 2020 when it was a pandemic. All that sensitive shit is out the window. If you don't like a big back, if you don't like the term big back, then get rid of your big back.
Big back activity.
And stop the calorie stack.
Big back activity.
And stop the calorie pack.
Big back activity.
And that's big back facts.
Big back activity.
Bars. Auntie got to chill out though, man. This is the new era, dog. If you are walking around with some deficiency, people going to talk about you, right? If you a broke man, grown man broke, people going to make fun of you. Right? If you a woman or man who don't take care of your kids, people going to make fun of you. And listen, big back is in the same category because you got full control over your weight and the width of that back.
Big back activity.
So y'all better get out of here with that bullshit. We ain't sitting here coddling y'all. Y'all want to be babied but be grown woman any other time. You see Maria here the other day talking about she a grown woman in her JD program, which is fine. I'm happy for her. But don't be a baby when it's time to hold people accountable and tell the truth.
Nope.
And she talking about fat bias. What the hell is fat bias?
Nope.
Y'all gonna stop making these terms too. It's ridiculous, man. We're killing y'all today, man. We got more to look at. We got more to look at. We got a couple more aunties upset. I sent you a DM on the video regarding religion and weight and the YouTube link. It's a good one. All right, I'm gonna check it out. Who auntie is this? It's unclear.
What?
Fat bias. Exactly.
What?
What are we talking about? Fat bias. Now they got a PhD. They making up words.
I'm a PhD.
Shy, what up? Why they think we want to be fat like them? Are they on crack? I guess they are crack. Oh, and tell Auntie.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Her name is Fat Troublemaker. Lizzie, what up? But her fats are definitely hating on her arteries. See, fat phobia is rooted in racism. If the judge said I get two choices, be 400 pounds or life in prison, give me life, fat hell no. That's crazy. Fat activity. Cease and desist equals seatbelt extender.
Nope.
What's good, Ron? Auntie need to hit the gym and lose the toot. If you don't like it, stop big backing, calorie stacking, fatty packing, and sugar snacking. Jay Sharp with the bars, killing us. Auntie's upset. Yeah, Auntie's upset. And get big auntie big back ass off my screen.
Big back activity.
Let's hit the like button and let's look at the next video where people are upset with this big back trend. This ain't somebody auntie. This somebody niece. Let's see what niece got to say.
Sensitive, call me whatever you want, but I am really sick of this big back trend. Like, can we retire it? I was never here for it. I never liked it.
Peep, this is someone angry at the big back trend who's not a big back.
Big back activity.
And she ain't gonna let her back get big. And if it did get big, she'd have a heart attack.
Big back activity.
And she gonna hire C. Marty Fit or whatever trainer to make sure that her back don't stay big. But she tired of the big back trend. Peep that, ladies.
However, I just think that we are taking it way too far at this point. It's like every time you turn around, somebody's talking about big back.
Hell
big
yeah.
Big back this, big back that. If you eat a meal, big back. If you're still a little hungry after you have a meal, oh, I'm a big back. Trainers yep. are calling people big backs in their content,
that's what we get hired for. We get hired to tell the truth. Trainers should not be soft and be coddling your feelings. Now, can trainers work on their delivery when it comes to clients? I promise you, I talk to certain clients differently. I can say stuff to some clients that I can't say to other clients, but that don't mean I'm not about to tell your ass the truth. And I'm going to tell you if that back looking big, and I really don't care. And if that's a problem, go to another trainer. Go to another trainer. I do not care.
I think it's really, really weird. And I don't know, maybe it's a situation where it's like to each his own. Like, if calling yourself a big back motivates you, if you like your trainers calling you a big back, I guess you're able plenty to engage do. In whatever tactics motivate you, I guess. But
people want to be told the truth. There's a sector of people out here who want some actual training and some actual criticism. And the reason they hire the trainer is because they tired of people lying to
them. I don't know. I just feel like it's unnecessary to talk down on yourself. It's also 100% out of line, I feel like, to call other people names. I think it's really weird that people are using that term to describe just regular ass eating habits. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. I really think that we need to give it up. Like, honestly, it was never funny, but that's just how I feel.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Like I said, man, we got people who ain't even big backs that's offended at the trend. It's cooked out here. Listen, if you make the decision that you want to get better and you need to get better, just do that shit. Don't listen to skinny Stacy over here, and she gonna sit here and tell you that it's okay to stay that size, and she ain't even that size. She ain't even that size. It's ridiculous. That's like a rich dude telling you it's okay to stay homeless. His ass ain't going homeless. His ass ain't going homeless. So listen, man, get out of here with the bullshit. We exposing it. It's 2025, and we ain't going for them big back lies. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Another woman in shape pandering to fat women. She won't get a personal trainer. She'll get the jab or surgery to fix it. Yep, quick fix probably. She went from hot to ugly all because of that rant. Definitely made her uglier. If you big backing, that's not regular eating. Absolutely not. Shorty need a thug, a dude to tell her to shut up and mind her business. Then ask her what she wanted to eat. She looked like she do what she told when a ninja say it the right way. Seth with the analysis, man. And listen, I don't disagree with you, Seth. I don't disagree. And we got one more lady who is another auntie, somebody big auntie. She's mad at the big back trend as well.
Is it just me, or am I the only one who just can't get on with the big back trend? Like,
you're not on with the big back trend, but you on with the big back trend. You on the big back train. You're built like Thomas the Train. It ain't the same. This is insane.
It just feels like another way of them calling us fat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really can just see, like, a group of friends, like, laughing. And they're, like, pointing at the fat person and being like, but you're, like, the actual big back. You know what I mean?
Friends make fun of each other all the time, men and women. Friends joke on each other. That's what friends do. You don't have no friends, clearly.
Like, it's just like another derogatory term. Like, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't like it. I don't know. I can't get with it.
Yeah, we know you can't get with it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
How you gonna say you can't get with it, but you got with it? She can't get with the big back trend, but she went and got a big back. Make that shit make sense. Hey, look, I said what I needed to say, man. I said what I needed to say. We speaking up on it. So listen, it's your choice. You don't have to have a big back. You don't have to be fit. But guess what? Fit people get fit shamed. When fit people go to work, they got to hear people talk about their lunch. They got to hear people talk about how they feel uncomfortable around them because they fit. My mom talk about that shit at her job all the time. She be told, man, guess what the fat ladies say at work? Sorry, Ma. My clients tell me all the time, guess what they say at work? Guess what? Da-da-da. So if you choose to be fit, that's what you got to deal with. If you choose to be fat, you're going to have to deal with some fat shit, too. It is what it is, man. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Big back is just another term for obese, but they don't like that term. They don't like any term. Any term that's related to them being fat, they don't like. They want you to mask it with some word that ain't thick, juicy, shapely, plus size. What's another one? we just found a new one the other day. I can't think of it. But they want you to mask that shit. You want the trend, boo. Mm. How's she going to say she don't like the big back trend, but her big back is trending?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
How you got a trending big back? Head ass. Seth, don't get uncanceled. Nah, Seth good. Seth ain't getting me canceled today. If you still hungry after you eat, you eating the wrong things. Lots of protein and real food, you won't still be hungry. Garbage food, you will be because of all the sugar. Exactly. If you eating good carbs, complex carbs, protein, vegetables, fruits, drinking a lot of water, you're not going to be hungry after the meal, bro. I mean, now obviously you'll be hungry later, but you can definitely feel satiated with whole foods. They like a person in a larger body. Is that what it is? Big backs hate hearing the truth. Yep. Mom licking the food out the corners of her mouth while complaining about being called a big back.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
It's like, no, hold up. I didn't see that. Hold on. We got to run that back. No way. Hold on.
Is it just me, or am I the only one who just can't get on with the big back trend? Like, it just feels like another...
She just finished a big back sandwich.
Big back activity.
And they want to make a video about big back. That's crazy. That's great eyes, Seth. Point guard eyes, Seth. If they want to cancel the word big backs, then cancel plus size while we at it. It ain't happen. Actually, it might happen. We'll see. Big backs are mostly big blacks. Hey, oh, brother, you're going to get me canceled. Mark Carter, first comment of the day. You're out of here, buddy. See you Wednesday. See you Wednesday, buddy. Fat presenting. If you're a fat presenting person, thin presenting. Fat presenting and thin presenting is crazy, bro. Both of those are fucking crazy. These folks multi-sized out here. That's facts. I've had some of the aunties I work with criticize me for eating healthy. Yeah, it's just you got to deal with shit being fit too. They want you to call them thick or BBW instead of big back or fat. Fat presenting is nuts. Exactly, Mo. Align with Lizzo's thin presenting body. How about if you're in a wider, fluffier presenting body? Mark sound like, man, Frost, shut up, bro. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep it going. Oh, that was the second comment. Okay, second comment. You out of here. See you Wednesday, buddy. Anyway, we have, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the Waymo, but apparently Waymo is in California, Arizona, Texas. Waymo is, it's an Uber, but it's like a robot. So it's no driver. It's a car driving you around. But it's not a human operating it. So we got these big backs here complaining about the Waymo isn't big enough for them. They said the Waymo Uber thing isn't big enough for them. We're about to get to it in a second. I got bail money for you, bro, because I've been wanting to say big black for a minute. I'll sit in that cell, me, you, and Faison Love in a bit. They're so quick to tell you eat a burger like you've eaten enough for the whole office. Crazy. All right, let's check out these big back people complaining about the Waymo. And let's make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We killing y'all today.
Too fat to safely ride in a Waymo. And you might be too. My wife and I took our first spin in the self-driving rideshare service. I had concerns, but was cautiously optimistic.
Listen, you want to get in a car that big... That's your fault, and I don't feel bad for you not fitting in there comfortably.
Stick about the experience. I buckled my seatbelt, and bam, the seatbelt clicked.
What do you expect? What do you expect to happen? You drive in a car all the time, I'm sure. What do you think is going to happen when you're in the back seat?
And immediately locked. And before you think I'm the problem or just too damn fat for this car, the seatbelt locked on my smaller wife, too.
Your wife is smaller, but she's still big as hell.
Big back activity.
Your wife is smaller, but she's still big as hell. So both of y'all are stupid. Both of y'all can't be that dumb.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You know, y'all big asses just left the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Y'all ate a Big Back buffet breakfast. I'm with the Golden Corral for breakfast.
It's barbecue in there.
And you want to fit in the Waymo, belly full of shit, and you didn't take a shit.
It's barbecue in there.
And you want us to feel bad for you.
Fat people deserve a safe, comfortable ride just like anyone else.
Now, first of all, why are they always LGBT? Why is that always?
See, I didn't say that. That shout out ABO. That's ABO. He's a content creator. I didn't say anything about LGBT, but we know there's a certain look with some of these complaints.
How dare you?
And it's usually a certain demographic. It's either black women or this demographic.
How dare you?
Here's the thing. You 1,000 pounds already. This is like my 600-pound life right here. You already got a big back. Then you want to be LGBT on top of that. Maybe instead of the Waymo driverless sedan, you should have got a driverless Sprinter van, a driverless...
Big ass need to go in the back of a pickup truck.
School bus, a driverless F-350, a dually. I put you in the back of the bed, put a strap on you, a harness... Hook you up, right in the back of the bed you go. Don't worry about it. I got you.
That's crazy. Hey, man, shout out to that brother there for the fire content. But, I mean, you can't. It's crazy. It just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. First, we got the Southwest shit. People want to get on the airplane, get a seatbelt extender. Then we got Dank DeMar suing Lyft for this. And now you want to get in a Waymo. Which is probably, I'm going to assume, all small cars because it ain't human operated. I don't even know if they have Waymo trucks. I think they have all cars. But you think you're entitled to do shit that fit people do. Do regular size people that don't even work out. You think you're entitled to do what they do. No. If you want to eat abnormally, you can't do normal things. You don't want to eat like a normal person. You can't do the shit that normal size people do. It's ridiculous, man. You can't be this grown. You can't be this age and not realize that there are consequences to your actions. If you want to sit there, big by calorie stack, a calorie snack, you're going to be uncomfortable in some places. It's simple math. You want to eat in a surplus every day. And you want to be plus size. Plus you can't fit in the lift.
Nope.
Don't get on the internet complaining because we ain't going to feel bad for your big ass. Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
And I don't know your pronouns, but.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And this one too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, man. And I can go outside of fitness with this, but I ain't going to go there because I ain't trying to get canceled. I'm good right now. I'm in a good spot right now with my content. I ain't trying to get canceled. But there's a mental illness there. There's a mental illness there. We're not going to go that far. Maybe y'all will say it in the comments. Maybe y'all know what I'm trying to say, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
But it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. This shit really getting crazy out here, man. It's getting crazy. Why would a big back sound the same? Just order a tow truck at this point.
What?
First it was Lyft with Dank big ass. Yeah, now it's Waymo. It's crazy. It's probably extra fat pressing on the vocal cords. Ron, if you're out of here.
Break three, you're out.
Ron, if you're in the medical field and you can't make those type of jokes, you're out of here. See you Wednesday, Ron.
Strike three, you're out.
You are too damn fat. You said it, not me. Waymo, Big Dank, it's your time to shine, to cash in. Yeah, Ron, if's out of pocket. She made Dank DeMoss look stupid. Ron, if are you acting like this? Is your boyfriend around? Is he letting you act like this? I know you. He ain't at the house. Ain't no way, because you acting up today. Bruh. Her and her wife kind of thick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they is thick.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who going to have big mama arms.
They some big dogs.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
And they not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
It's only the women, really, that's offended by that big back name. If it's fat men complaining, everyone will laugh and say, shut up. Talking and eating, big back complainers also blame the food. Listen, man. That's a bar. How does Hadaso, that is a bar. That's real shit. Nobody would care if it was big back men on here complaining. They would say,
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And they would say,
shut up, bitch.
And they would say,
who the fuck is that guy?
I feel a chunk funk comment coming from the usual peeps that big backs couple is delusional. Crazy. Now listen, fat people deserve a safe ride. Yeah, it's called Horse on the Way to the Cemetery. Just found out a girl I went to school with died in 2022 from congestive heart failure. And Brown Baldy, you not, how old are you, Brown Baldy? That's not that old, man. That's early as fuck. That's an early death. Crazy. Why can't the Fareed pretend to be a stud? You're out of here, buddy. Kenneth Fareed.
Strike three, you're up.
Kenneth Fareed. I ain't heard his name in a minute, bro. Spider-Mo will want those two to run a max speed in him. You're crazy. They eating way more than they should, bars. They going to way more restaurants than they need to be going to. They weigh way more than they supposed to. They drinking way more too many calories. I think this video came from the Dank Demolition stuff. Maybe, man. Dank Demolition is crazy. See, Marty, my boyfriend's out of town this weekend. Nobody's supervising. See, I knew it. See, that's why I told you, acting up more than usual. How did you even know he supervises what I post? You got a good head on your shoulder, so I know you got a good man, and he got some sense because he picked you. So I know you acting up today. You don't act like that when he's there. So that's how I know. Somebody need to tell these big joints all that fat make their face and neck run together. They look like they wearing the top of an Easter Bunny costume. They're just talking like this. Yeah, you know. We too big to fit in here. Built ass. Listen, just like in 2002, there was an overweight motherfucking news reporter who wanted to sue every restaurant he ate at. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm 47. Yeah, 47 is young as hell to be dying from congestive heart failure. That's crazy. Y'all are on one with the comments. This is the best comment section on YouTube. The scale goes no more to weigh more. There's a sign. They should do way more walking. They way more too big for that ride. That is so funny as hell, bro. Yeah, down from heart failure to 47 is crazy, man. Hey, let's keep this episode going. I'm cooking y'all today.
Let him cook.
And let's keep it going, man. Oh, brother. So I don't know if y'all familiar with the Sydney Sweeney situation that just happened recently. Had people in an uproar, but pretty much, and we're not getting into it. We're not talking about race here. Pretty much, Sydney Sweeney didn't add. She's a cute white girl, blonde hair, blue eyes. People were saying the ad was racist and it was what they say, eugenics. They said it was promoting eugenics and something against fat models and people can't be fat and beautiful. A whole bunch of bullshit. Black people and fat people was mad as shit at it. But anyway, we have this lady here responding to the Sydney Sweeney situation, basically saying fat models need to be shown. Fat people need to be represented in models. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. This shit was crazy. Oh, hold on. We got some more comments. I went in a Waymo and it was actually pretty big interior, almost mini SUV size. Well, Mary J, thank you for speaking the facts. So now we know if it's mini SUV, they big as hell. We know they big as hell. They look like giant talking thumbs or big toes. To be fair, your body ask for that paycheck at 40. All right, man. Let's check out this video of fat people need to be represented in modeling.
In the UK is a size 16, and so the average size that we should be seeing in advertising surely is that the issue.
So because the average woman is size 16, this is in the UK, this is not in the United States, but I'm sure if it's 16 in the UK, it's probably 18 in the United States. But because more women are getting bigger and bigger, way more women getting bigger and bigger, that means the models need to get bigger and bigger. We're not here for that. We don't care about y'all big ass.
We do not care.
She with Sydney Sweeney, and the issue even with this Zara ad, it's not necessarily, you know, these bodies shouldn't be seen or they shouldn't be taking up this space. It's just where is everyone else? And I don't believe that fashion needs to be this aspirational, you know, unreachable thing. I think it should be reflective of who we actually are.
Listen, start your own clothing line and just have big back models. If you don't want to do that, shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I mean, what are we complaining about, bro? If you want plus size models, just drop a clothing line. And you could do whatever you want.
And when it does that, when it does tap into diversity and represents people, it shows they make money. Plus size collections make money.
Well, we'll do.
First of all, we're going to get it right here.
Stop the cap.
Victoria's Secret is a company that dropped their plus size line. I can't think of the other companies, but we've talked about it on this show. Companies dropped their plus size line because they were losing money. Lululemon, which is like a luxury athleisure wear. The owner specifically said he doesn't want anything. I don't know what their biggest size is, but he don't want fat people wearing the brand. People tried to cancel him. Guess what happened to Lululemon? Nothing.
Nope.
Sales went up.
Nope.
The Lululemon is at every luxury mall. Well, white mall. Anytime you go to a nice white mall with the nice stores, with the designer stores and all that shit, there's a Lululemon there. So companies actually profit by not catering to big backs.
Well, do they? I mean, because if it really was a commercial imperative that drove plus size models and body positivity, they'd still be doing it.
Facts.
You know, why would they drop it?
Because it's no longer fashionable. Oh, it's no longer, you know, in vogue to represent all bodies. I think the current.
It never was in vogue to represent all bodies. I told you what happened. A lot of these companies, they ain't had no nuts and they had their tail in between their legs and they was on some bitch ass shit.
Nope.
Now that we're past that, companies are no longer doing it. Now that people are more leaning into free speech, they're not holding back. They're getting sick of putting up with it. They're getting sick of speaking their true mind. That shit ain't happening. And that's how people always felt.
Current zeitgeist that we are in, we are leaning towards conservatism. We are, you know, there's these kind of purity politics happening again for women. And the thin, white, blonde, blue-eyed figure is kind of looming over as the ideal once again.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. Listen, this guy stinks.
And this for the ladies, man. You're going to, as a fit woman, this fit men too. This everybody. What I'm talking about. You're going to make people feel inferior because you give a fuck about yourself. Because you take the steps to look bomb. Okay? Because you don't eat whatever the fuck you want. You exercise some self-discipline and you exercise. This is ridiculous. We've reached a point of no return where people are demanding that companies are supposed to put fat people on ads. American Eagle, that was the company that Sydney Sweeney was on, can do whatever the fuck they want with their money. If they want to put a big back on there, they can do that. If they want to put Sydney Sweeney on there, they could do that. If they want to put black people on there, they could do that. If they want to put white people, whatever. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And go start your own company or go lose some weight and drop that big ass back. Let's keep this episode going. Let's keep this episode going because we ain't gonna even gonna spend too much time on that. That right there is ridiculous. If it's a fit white woman, it's racist. If it's a fit black woman, she's selling out. Too many imbeciles out there. Yeah, and if you fit, they gonna find a problem with you. They gonna find a problem with you. You should see the names they call me on social media for talking about fitness. I don't give one fuck. I don't care. I don't care. Plus size and model do not go together at all. Wicked Scorpion. She was 45 in 2022, but I see what you're saying. It's still too young. That's crazy. They do not make money. Nope. If they were making money, you would see every company adopting plus size. And I think, never mind, I'm not going there. Well, I could go here. I think Nike fucked up by doing all those plus size campaigns. We could talk about it another day. But I think they made a big mistake. We'll talk about it another day. I think Old Navy try to do the whole plus size thing, then they started losing money, so they don't keep them in stores anymore. Yep. Plus size and model don't go together. Plus size clothing lines don't make money, but Ozempic does, and a lot at that. Yep. Yep. Especially over time. Everybody fed up with all these bodies are beautiful BS. Yep. The companies were lenient because they thought it made a profit and proved it wasn't the case. And see, Marty, I ain't trying to get you canceled, but I peeped the mental health thing. Body positivity and pride. A lot of people opting out of being attractive to the opposite. Attracted to the opposite sex. You said it, not me. I didn't say it, so don't say that I said it. Seth said it. I read the comment. At Target, probably my favorite store to go shopping at, they have a plus size department. Crazy, bro. Funny how women are talking about you, Chris, on the T app. I bet some of them secretly want you, but I'm mad because you don't want fat women. Of course. Of course. Wicked Scorpion, I don't see big backs at Target, but a whole bunch at Walmart. Oh, brother.
What?
Walmart ghetto ass. Let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today. Oh, we're going to look at how many calories big backs usually eat, and they be lying about.
Big back activity.
And those calories add up, and a lot of people don't realize how many they're actually eating.
What's that now? Oh, a bit of cake. That's a nice breakfasty thing, isn't it?
I was hungry, and it was that.
And what are you spreading on your toast?
They're going over all the food she ate in a day.
Yeah. Chocolate spread?
Chocolate spread or peanut butter.
Lemon meringue pie and a load of chocolate cookies.
Yeah. She's eaten all bullshit so far.
Next. Oh, look. Mum's homemade cake. Wow. And some really big quarter pounders, too.
And these are the same people that'll say they don't eat that much.
Curry. Yep, and good old burgers back in there again. Pizza plus chips.
Yeah. Chili.
Two pasties there and two muffins. More cake and more cake and more cake.
No way she ate all of it.
Oh my god.
There were quite a lot more snacks.
I couldn't believe the quantity of food.
What?
No vegetables, no fruit, just rubbish. I was horrified. Rubbish. Absolutely horrified. And that is really frightening.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I promise you, if we could go back and take an inventory of what all these big backs eating and all these people blaming PCOS and blaming having kids, if we can go back and look at what they eat, the answer's right there. They will shut the fuck up.
Nope.
And stop blaming all this shit. Listen, man, if you're not actively eating whole foods, if you're not actively counting your calories, let me take that back, not counting calories, managing your calories, being aware of what you're eating, you know, making sure you're getting your protein intake, drinking water, going for a walk or doing some form of exercise, you can't blame anything else.
Nope.
You can't blame racism and all this other shit, especially if you're constantly putting those processed foods in your body. It's not a difficult concept to understand. You ain't got to be in the JD program like Marie to understand that shit. So take an actual inventory of what you're doing. Be honest. Acknowledge the bullshit. Cut it out or cut back on it and get your shit together. And let's keep this episode going. Crazy out here, man. Crazy out here. Where we at in these comments? And at the end of the day, a lot of it is just telling these big chicks they can court the male gaze and seek female validation for getting it, just like the cute joints. Crazy. Crazy. They said I'm the next Gucci third leg on the T app. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. I used to binge watch this show, Super Size versus Super Skinny, when I was in college. Yeah, man, it's a good show. Where's Mama Clothes? It's unclear.
What?
Man, my stomach will be bubbling with all that food in me. Facts. Backpacking and calorie smacking. The thing with all that food is your body has to work overtime to digest it. That's what starts a lot of downstream health issues. Your system being overworked. Absolutely. System definitely overworked. Harder for your heart to pump blood, too. I was watching two homeless people fighting over a $20 bill I dropped in high school, but they each his own. Each their own, I guess. Crazy, man. Oh, man, let's keep it going. It's a fire episode so far. We got this one lady here. She's basically saying that she can eat lettuce and stay fat. She's tired of trainers and nutritionists telling her that she needs to change what she eats because she can't do anything about being fat. Have any kids? Oh, let me turn this off, this volume off. So, hold on, let me start that over. It says, I notice you gained quite a lot of weight. All right, let's keep it going. I'm on medication that causes extreme weight gain. Well, we know that's some bullshit.
Stop the cap.
That's baloney. Let's keep it going. What we got next? Have you tried eating healthy? Let's see the response. Let's see the response. Oh, she's just looking. It's caused by medication, not what I eat. See, these people are brainwashed. Let's keep it going. Okay. I know a dietitian that you could talk to. Let's see. Let's see what she says. She says, oh, she just looks. She said, I could eat lettuce and still gain weight. And that's the bullshit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That's the bullshit. That's the bullshit.
The problem when you talk to people of the average population about weight loss, weight gain, because statements like this show how out of touch with reality they actually are. If you could eat just lettuce and gain weight, do it. I would love to see it. Because
it's funny how people say they can they can eat whatever, but they're not going to lose weight and continue to eat whatever the fuck and still gain weight. So you still calorie stacking, you still big backing, and you don't want to blame that. Now, why don't you try to eat some lettuce? He's going to do an experiment right here.
Because this is what it actually would be like. Let's see how much lettuce you would have to eat in order to make this happen. A pound of lettuce, 82 calories. 2 pounds of lettuce, 163 calories.
No way she's going to stay fat like that.
3 pounds of lettuce, 245. Let's see how extreme we can get, though. Like, what would it actually take to put on weight with lettuce? We've got 12 pounds of lettuce here for under 1,000 calories. 15 pounds of lettuce for 1,200 calories. Like, wow. We are getting to some ludicrous numbers here. The problem is this. They heard somewhere that weight gain was a side effect of medication. And so they legitimately believe that it will just cause you to gain weight regardless of what you eat. This is literally impossible. And I'm going to include a ton of literature down below to help you understand this. But to put it very, very simply, your body requires energy just to maintain its mass. And if medication was able to make it so that that was not the case, guess what? We would love these medications because they would solve world hunger. But they don't. TNFO.
Hey, he just cooked her. Hey, he just cooked her, man. It's crazy, man. A lot of And any other medical people on here, Jennifer, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of women say birth control made them gain weight. Oh, yeah, it was birth control. Birth control did it. And it's like, okay, maybe the birth control did enhance the weight gain. But what are you doing while you're taking the birth control? And it's a number of things that women blame. Men do that shit, too. Men, I got asthma, so they don't do no cardio. They got an inhaler, so they ain't doing no cardio. But anyway, we got to evaluate habits, man. It all comes down to the food you're putting in your mouth, which is absolutely a choice, and how much food you're putting in your mouth, which is absolutely a choice. I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, man. Let's get in these comments. Where we at? That big white girl definitely likes black guys. You're crazy, bro. The meds might increase your appetite, but you control what goes into your mouth. Big facts. They think they gain weight from thin air. Becky thought she ate with that little skit. No pun intended. Birth control don't make you gain 100 pounds.
Let him cook.
There you go, Jennifer. Cook they ass, Jennifer. Hey, listen. We got to cut the bullshit. We're going to keep calling it out. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Right. We had this situation where y'all remember the girl Samira, where we've reacted to some of her videos. She actually blocked me on Instagram. Shout out to her because I was cooking her fat ass in the comments. We got Samira here. She is mad at Cardi B and Cardi B responded. So, you know, long story short, Cardi B dropped some type of clothing and the 3X sold out in like 20 minutes. And Cardi said, you fat fucks bought all the 3Xs. Cardi made a little joke. I'm going to show y'all right here. And we're gonna show what Samira said. Samira's a plus size influencer. She advocates for being fat as fuck and not working out, and she demonizes any trainer or anybody who tells people to make better lifestyle choices. This one's pretty entertaining, so sit back, relax, let's check it out. Those are good points. I see a dietitian and it's helpful. Absolutely, absolutely, Runa. All right, let's check it out, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. So we're gonna start with Cardi B live, and let's see what she said.
But anyways, so what I wanted to tell y'all was that, let me just open now. Ooh, Jesus Christ. What I wanted to tell y'all is that we really underestimated the box sets. So the box sets are completely sold out, especially because you fat fucks. Clearly you guys are fat as fuck. No chicken for y'all.
Yep.
All the 3X sold out. Yo, the 3X sold out like in 20 minutes.
Big facts.
Now, knowing that my fans is fat, I can't even make fun of fat people no more.
Shout out Cardi B, bro. But you see, all right, so you see Cardi just having a little fun with her audience. Her audience didn't get mad at being called fat fucks or being, you know, made fun of about 3X. But Samira Big Ass had a problem with it. So let's check out Samira's response. And we're going to keep going down the rabbit hole.
My eyes and ears are deceiving me because I just woke up. But I know I did not just see a video of Cardi B.
Oh, brother.
Talking about she was surprised that her 3X sold out.
Oh, brother.
And that her fat fans are just big as hell and shouldn't have no Chick-fil-A.
Oh, brother.
And now she can't make fun of fat people no more because she knows she got fat fans because the 3XL sold out.
Why are you so mad?
Didn't you do a song with Lizzo?
Lizzo started losing weight. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Didn't you perform at Lizzo?
Lizzo don't want to be fat no more.
I just
what are you
know
talking
I
about?
Must be tripping.
Oh, brother. See, listen, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So this big back plus size influencer made a few posts, and I guess Cardi just had enough of it, man. So Cardi went off on her. Cardi had a C. Marty Fit crash out on her, man.
I'm very surprised that I have to remind you of this, but just because...
Girl, shut the fuck up. damn, shut up already. Like, it's not that serious. Not everything is revolutionary. Not everything has to have a crazy outrage. I already did a video. I told you it's not that serious. Like, what do you want me to do? Get on my fucking knees and apologize? I'm not apologizing for a fucking joke that it wasn't even about you. It was something about me and my fans.
Facts.
Like, that's it. I don't care. I'm not apologizing. I'm not getting on my knees. No, I'm not reading a book. No, I'm not nothing. You see, like, sometimes when people are being genuine, y'all don't like when people are being genuine. Because I genuinely did a video like, hey.
Big facts, man. We ain't going to watch the whole video.
Not that serious. I make fun of everybody. I even make fun of myself. I don't really care if you skinny, if you big, if you that, if you this. I always use anybody as the butt of the joke, like, all the time. Like,
and like, look, man, shout out Cardi B, bro. And listen. We understand. What was that? Was that the Democratic National Convention when Cardi got up there and was reading off the iPhone? People was making fun of her for weeks. People making fun of her for her BBL. People making fun of her getting cheated on by Offset. She stayed in a marriage. People making fun of her allegedly going and cheating on Offset while she was pregnant. People make fun of Cardi B all the time. And this shit blows me, bro. Like, this is somebody who has been, you know, famous for 10 or so years, maybe more than that. So she's dealt with all types of shit. Y'all little big backs getting y'all feelings about one little big back ass comment. And if you put yourself out there, you're going to face some criticism and some scrutiny. It makes absolutely no sense. People been making fat jokes for years. Do you think all of a sudden they about to just stop fat jokes because y'all getting in y'all feelings and y'all don't want to unbig that back?
Big back activity.
It's not working like that, bro. And now we got the information and the science to do something about it. So if you don't like it, go get a gym membership. It's probably a Planet Fitness by you. It's probably some cheap gym by you that you can go to. If you don't want to go to Planet Fitness, go outside and go for a walk. It's nice outside. It's still summertime. But y'all got to cut this soft shit out. And I'm glad Cardi B ain't apologized because she said what she said and she meant it. A lot of bitch ass people go and apologize and bend the knee No, you said what you said. Stand on business, and there's nothing wrong with you not wanting to be a big back.
Big back activity.
It's ridiculous out here, man. Samara need to go ahead and sit on down, and that's what she did. Let's check it out. So after Cardi B cooked her, Samara went on social media. She went on a social media cleanse, a social media break. She needed a break. She needed a break from TikTok. Let's check it out. When I spoke about Cardi B's fatphobic comments, I did so respectfully with the hope of encouraging her to think about her impact of her words on her plus-size fans. Her choice to respond by telling me to shut the F up and call my P-U-S-S-Y was vulgar, dismissive, and escalated the issue entirely. I'm no stranger to fatphobic harassment in my comments and DMs, but Cardi B's direct comments towards me have encouraged a new level. No, shut up. Because the reason Samara blocked me is because she was talking about a trainer, the female trainer, Ayeva, we've put her videos on the show a couple of times. She was talking about big backs, and Samara got mad and was like, stop calling people big backs. Nah. Don't sit here and put yourself out there and you want to talk about people. Then when somebody get in your fat ass, now it's a problem.
Nope.
Let's keep it going. By speaking to me in that way publicly, she once again signaled to millions of people that this kind of language and violence toward fat women is acceptable. Oh, listen, bro. Listen.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up. Sorry to call it a B word. Shut up. Everybody gets talked about. God damn. Y'all are not untouchable. Big backs are not untouchable. I'm sick of this shit. Let's keep it going. I still stand by everything that I said in my video, especially her being talented and powerful. I truly do wish her the best for her. Cardi B got more money than you and will continue to have more money than you and more success than you. Okay? You're not going to cancel her. You're not stopping Cardi B's movement. Her fan base is too strong. However, for my own peace, I'll be taking a small step back from posting while I focus on my mental health. So because Cardi got in your ass and told you to shut up and mind your business, you didn't have to post about Cardi B. Now you need a mental health break. Told you the big back shit in mental health. What Seth say? But make no mistake, I will never stop advocating for plus size people to be treated with dignity and respect. Bop. Man, let me chill, bro.
Oh, let me chill, bro. This guy stinks.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Man, people soft nowadays, man. You want to talk shit about people and respond to Cardi B, then she get in your ass, don't get mad. Do not get mad. People, just like you have the freedom of speech to respond about what she said, she can respond directly to you. She went straight to the source. And that's what happens, man. People are sick of this coddling big backs. People sick of it, man. And you know, obviously Cardi B's not a gym girl. She got her shit through surgery, and she keep it 100 with that, but She doing what she need to do to not be a big back. So again, if you're so uncomfortable with it, do something about it. If not, accept that people are going to talk about you. It's not changing. You're not going to stop it. You're not going to make being big back healthy all of a sudden. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go, man. It's crazy out here, bro. Where we at in the comments, man? For being fat as fuck. For being fat as fuck. Cardi definitely a fool. That's funny. If you're going to record yourself, don't do it after you woke up, you big ass hippo. Present yourself better. But she's fat, so she can do what she want. Here we go. Another bonnet warrior, and they are always in bed like they have nothing to do. And that song with Lizzo was complete cheeks. It was cheeks. Lizzo catching a stray. Lizzo is also on the cover of this month's Women Health magazine. Exactly. So Lizzo has nothing to do with what Samara was talking about. Absolutely nothing. She definitely took offense clearly because I'm not going to say. That's crazy stuff.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm glad Cardi didn't apologize. She's still on business. Cardi B told her to shut the fuck up and do her cardio.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Facts. She should know not to test Cardi B. She sued a YouTuber for defamation a few years ago. She better watch herself. That is true. a lot of content creators, they step back from talking about Cardi, including myself. Yet this mad big backs buffoon is lying in bed with a bonnet on her head, verifying a stereotype. We all will know what stereotype that is.
You know, black people.
No.
This is why people are losing their sympathy for big joints, because big backs get mad over nothing. We see there's nothing to be gained by tiptoeing around them. Barty Gang probably made Samara take a break. You can't come for Cardi and not think the fans aren't going to go on you. Big facts. Live on a Sunday, repping my less brunches, more crunches twice this weekend. Shout out, Jenny. Shout out, Jenny.
How dare you?
I can't wait until men stop being scared of dealing with these hoes. ESPN firing Shannon Sharp to show you they don't care. So ain't no need to pay. Keep paying these hoes off. Seth, you're wild, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
You're Seth trying to get me canceled. Oh, and Samara need a man and a life. She could get one if she lost the weight and came out from under that bonnet. I would be very interested to see what type of man Samara be fucking with. Probably simp-ass, bitch-ass ninjas.
Ninjas.
I guarantee it. Cardi B, don't use publicists. She came for your neck like a regular person on social media. Yep. She thought Cardi was about to apologize like the rest of them do. Hell nah. I'll have to catch the playback, gang. All right, Jenny. Hey, man. Another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. She fucking with dusty black dudes that have been locked up for 12 years. Man, who knows, bro? Who knows? But anyway, man, like I said, another fire episode. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Less Brunches, More Crunches gear. Go ahead, cop a shirt, cop a phone case, cop a hat, cop something. We got all types of gear on the website, man. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com. You see me with the tank right here. I got the shirts on all of my YouTube videos, so it isn't hard to find. Please support the movement, support the brand. Appreciate y'all. And we got Nutri-Meal Preps as well. That's in the description. Discount code CMartyFit50 for 50% off your first order. If you're having trouble cooking, you having trouble doing some things with your meal preps, man, you need an e-cleaner, give that a look, and you won't regret it because the food is fire. What else we got? I think that's it, man. I don't think we got any more announcements. We'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., 8:45 p.m. Eastern, in between that time around there. And listen, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Like I said, we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, somewhere around there. If it's your first time watching, I go live Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. If you want to catch the live, man, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. You see the comment section is lit. Go ahead, hop in the comment section. Show some love, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Another fire episode. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.